Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Got you.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Happy Halloween! Our guest DJ this hour is Jeremy Slamenda, guitarist and singer for Austin's White Ghost Shivers, who celebrate their 12th annual Halloween Ball tonight at the White Horse. Jeremy is going to play some of White Ghost Shivers' favorite Halloween songs this hour on My KUTX, and you can follow along with his playlist. Just look for My KUTX in the features section of kutx.org. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Jeremy Slamenda, otherwise known as Smoke Break, guitar player for White Ghost Shivers, and this is my KUTX. KUTX is handing me the keys to the kingdom this Halloween Eve to bring to you some of the favorite songs of White Ghost Shivers. And let's just get right to it. Starting off, we've got Salty Holmes with the Ghost Song from 1954. Salty was a country western singer, B-movie actor, and pioneered the art of the talking harp, and also had a pretty creepy voice. And the significance here is that if you're familiar with White Ghost Shivers, you've probably heard us cover it at some point, as we've been playing it for probably 15 years or so. Salty Holmes and the Ghost Song.
Dark and stormy night, not a star was in sight. In a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, the ghost come out to play, and then the thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I'll always will.
I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you're the one that shot my great grandpa. Oh, now I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you're the one that stole my great grandma. Yeah.
Now on that very same night, now that old tomcat started a fight, and this is the way it all did sound to me. Now, you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats, you should know that. Didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down at my feet. I said, feet, now come on, do your duty and carry me home. But that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I got you. For you're the one that shot my great-grandpa. I told you I would get you. Oh, if I saw you now, I got you. For you're the one that stole my great-grandma.
And that's the Ghost Song by Salty Holmes here on KUTX. Next up, we're going to get into a little bit of metal here. If you know any of the White Ghost Shivers, you know that a bunch of us are old metalheads and punk rockers. And I can't think of a more fitting song for Halloween in that vein than the song Halloween by Helloween, which Helloween was a German power metal band, and they kind of pioneered the whole power metal thing, which was kind of based on neoclassical, highly technical, super epic, Game of Thronesy kind of metal stuff. So I wanted to throw that one in here. This one is Helloween, and this is the radio edit of Helloween. The original is about 13 minutes. I think this one comes in at about 5. Enjoy.
Give
And that was Halloween by German power metal band Halloween on this frightful Halloween night, 2015. This is Jeremy Slamenda of White Ghost Shivers, and White Ghost Shivers is having our 12th annual Halloween ball tonight at the White Horse. Doors are at 9 o'clock, I believe, and tickets are available at the door. And we just heard Halloween, of course, with Halloween, the German power metal band. That song, if you haven't heard the whole thing, it's like 13 minutes long. You should look it up. There's about six other parts. And it's probably just about the most epic power metal song I can think of. They've been playing and putting out records continuously since the early 80s. They just put out a record this year. So cheers to Halloween. Up next, we've got Haley, who's an Austin band. They seemed a little bit obscure, maybe. I first heard of them or saw them in 2002, 2003. They put out a record called Forget the Leaves, Autumn Will Change Us. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of kind of atmospheric, moody rock type stuff. You know, the My Bloody Valentine, Explosions in the Sky was real big in Austin at the time. Sigur Rós, Neutral Milk Hotel, that kind of stuff. And so this stuff really hit me. And they were around for a couple years. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure what happened to Haley. But this song was, I believe, the first song on that record, Adventures of Georgie and the Robbers Part 1. And Georgie and the Robbers was a ghost story. But even that aside, the whole album has just got this autumnal, dark, kind of spooky feel to it. So here we have Haley with Adventures of Georgie and the Robbers, Part 1.
Wore masks. They were werewolves.
that was Haley with Adventures of Georgie and the Robbers Part 1 from their 2002 release, Forget the Leaves, Autumn Will Change Us. And next, we've got a pick from White Ghost Shiver's very own Cella Blue. And she has picked Tim Burton's Vincent for us. Now, Vincent was a 1982 stop-motion short horror film written, designed, and directed by Tim Burton. And it was the second Disney horror film, the first being The Watcher in the Woods, which scared the Jesus out of me, personally. This one was narrated by Vincent Price, who also appeared in Edward Scissorhands. And so here we have the audio for Tim Burton's Vincent.
Vincent Malloy is 7 years old. He's always polite and does what he's told. For a boy his age, he's considerate and nice. But he wants to be just like Vincent Price. He doesn't mind living with his sister, dog, and cats, though he'd rather share a home with spiders and bats. There he could reflect on the horrors he's invented and wander dark hallways alone and tormented. Vincent is nice when his aunt comes to see him, but imagines dipping her in wax for his wax museum. He likes to experiment on his dog, Abercrombie, in the hopes of creating a horrible zombie. So he and his horrible zombie dog could go searching for victims in the London fog. His thoughts, though, aren't only of ghoulish crime. He likes to paint and read to pass some of the time. While other kids read books like Go, Jane, Go, Vincent's favorite author is Edgar Allan Poe. One night, while reading a gruesome tale, he read a passage that made him turn pale. Such horrible news he could not survive, for his beautiful wife had been buried alive. He dug out her grave to make sure she was dead, unaware that her grave was his mother's flower bed. His mother sent Vincent off to his room. He knew he'd been banished to the Tower of Doom, where he was sentenced to spend the rest of his life alone with the portrait of his beautiful wife. While alone and insane, encased in his doom, Vincent's mother burst suddenly into the room. She said, "If you want to, you can go out and play. It's sunny outside and a beautiful day." Vincent tried to talk, but he just couldn't speak. The years of isolation had made him quite weak. So he took out some paper and scrawled with a pen, "I am possessed by this house and can never leave it again." His mother said, "You're not possessed and you're not almost dead. These games that you play are all in your head. You're not Vincent Price, you're Vincent Malloy. You're not tormented or insane, you're just a young boy. You're 7 years old and you are my son. I want you to get outside and have some real fun." Her anger now spent, she walked out through the hall. And while Vincent backed slowly against the wall, the room started to sway, to shiver and creak. His horrid insanity had reached its peak. He saw Abercrombie, his zombie slave, and heard his wife call from beyond the grave. She spoke from her coffin and made ghoulish demands, while through cracking walls reached skeleton hands. every horror in his life that had crept through his dreams, swept his mad laughter to terrified screams. To escape the madness, he reached for the door, but fell limp and lifeless down on the floor. His voice was soft and very slow as he quoted the Raven from Edgar Allan Poe. And my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore.
And that was Tim Burton's Vincent, courtesy of White Ghost Shiver's own Cella Blue. And this is Jeremy Slamenda of White Ghost Shivers, and I'm a guest DJ on KUTX Austin for this hour. Hope you're enjoying the Halloween music that I and the White Ghost Shivers have picked for you. We'll be up at the White Horse tonight doing our 12th annual White Ghost Shivers Ball. We're calling it the White Horse Shivers Ball this year. Doors are open at 9 o'clock. We've got Wild Bill and the Gory Holes, Clyde and Clem's Whiskey Business, and the White Ghost Shivers will be taking the stage at the Witching Hour. Speaking of, this next song I'm going to play for you is Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon from the 1983 album of the same title. And this has some significance, of course, if you're familiar with the song or the imagery of that record. Basically, Ozzy being a werewolf barking at the moon is pretty self-explanatory, but there's some deeper stuff in there. Jakey Lee was the guitar player at the time. He was the guitar player for Rough Cutt before that and replaced Randy Rhoads, who had been killed in a plane crash the year before. So that in itself was kind of a big deal. The world was kind of waiting to see what Jakey Lee would do. And Jakey Lee came out that he wrote a lot of the stuff on Bark at the Moon including Bark at the Moon. And instead of being credited, as the story goes, Sharon Osbourne had kind of forced him to sign some contracts releasing any ownership of the song, lest he be fired from the band. And he was super young at the time. And so he kind of went through a really bad situation with that stuff, ended up with a really bad alcohol problem, and ended up just quitting music completely. Put the guitar down for 20 years or something like that. And just recently he's popped back up, kind of got his stuff together and started a new band, started playing guitar again for the first time in 20 years or something like that. So it's a pretty dark story there as well that seems to be fitting on this Halloween evening. So here we have Ozzy Osbourne, and more importantly, I think, Jakey Lee with Bark at the Moon.
Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne and Jakey Lee with Bark at the Moon from their 1983 release. Some of my favorite guitar work from the 80s right there by Master Jake E. Lee. Next up, we have The Sonics and The Witch. And of course, hopefully I don't have to say that The Sonics were an early 60s garage band from Tacoma. Super loud, super aggressive rock band that basically influenced cool rock and roll for the next 50 years or so. So yeah, they always had a dark subject matter in their lyrics, whether it be strychnine or psychopaths or Satan, or in this song, witches. So here's The Sonics with The Witch.
She's an evil chick. Say she's the witch. She got a long black hair and a big black car. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch. Where she wants to run sleeping tight. If you hear a knocking on your door, you better sneak it away. Wahoo! Wah, baby, I'm a witch. Now you know the score, 'cause I sent you straight. But you better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's a witch.
And that's how you do it, kids. The Sonics with The Witch. It really need not get any more complicated than that. Alrighty, this is Jeremy Slamenda of White Ghost Shivers, and I'm your guest DJ for this hour. KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio. I'm playing all of my favorite and White Ghost Shivers' favorite Halloween songs. So up next, we've got Dream Warriors by Dokken. And it was released in 1987 on the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 soundtrack. It was also on Dokken's big old hit, Back for the Attack. And if you remember the video, Patricia Arquette is being stalked by Freddy. He's kind of tormenting her the whole video. Dokken's doing their 80s rock thing. And they start to drive him off with the power of their rock. Another interpretation could be that their music is so awful that he's running in fear. He's like holding his ears and trying to escape Dokken. Of course, that's not what I think, being an 80s metal kid. But yeah, you can draw your own conclusion. This is Dokken with Dream Warriors. We'll be right back. rocking with Dream Warriors, and I'm not sure if I can think of a song that represents 1987 metal more than that song. Don Dokken talking about it's the same desire to feel the fire, and of course George Lynch just shredding it up. Note the finger tapping at the end of that solo. And on a completely separate note, if you need your guitar amplifier modified to sound like George Lynch's in the 80s, just give me a call. I can do that as well. At any rate, moving right along, we're going to get another pick from Cella Blue here. And Cella and her family have a lot of ties to Disneyland and to radio and television in general. And so the Disneyland attractions are something that I think are always kind of near and dear to her heart. And so here she's picked the Haunted Mansion theme for you. And the Haunted Mansion, of course, was a Disneyland attraction ride that opened in 1969. And this is the music that you would play as you are being terrified. So here we have it, the Haunted Mansion theme. The Haunted Mansion theme, the Cella Blue pick from Disneyland attraction of the same name. And this is Jeremy Slamenda of White Ghost Shivers, and I'm your guest DJ for the hour. course, I'll be headed up here in a little while to the White Horse for the White Ghost Shivers 12th Annual White Horse Shivers Ball. At least that's what we're calling it this year. We hope to see some of you out there. Up next, we've got the Talking Heads and Psycho Killer from their 1977 debut. Now, this is maybe a little bit of a stretch for a Halloween song, but of course, the subject matter in itself kind of puts it there. But also, I think the juxtaposition of the awful subject matter coupled with Burns' kind of balladesque, relaxed vocal and just general delivery of the song, plus the French, which adds a sense of eloquence to the whole thing, really turns it into a Halloween song for me. So here we have Talking Heads with Psycho Killer.
Thank you. what I did that evening, what she said that evening, fulfilling my hope, headlong I go for glory. Okay.
And that's what David Byrne's saying in French there, after 1977 hit Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. And up next, we're going to switch gears here. We've got DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince with Nightmare on My Street. Now, this song really has nothing to do with any of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. It was considered for inclusion on the fourth movie, and it wasn't. And instead, Will Smith's label was sued for copyright infringement. So it was truly a nightmare, as you can imagine. So technically the song had nothing to do with the movie, but if you look at the album cover, the single cover, there's like Freddy's, you know, the character in the song is Fred, and Freddy's claw marks are on the front of the album cover. So here we have DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince with Nightmare on My Street.
To tell about this guy, you all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day, and even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Reddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living letter, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws. Tried
tried to get me, but my alarm went off and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Jeff, woo! Not really sure what to say about that other than, of course, that was DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince doing Nightmare on My Street somewhat illegally. Come to the end of the program here. I've got one more song for you. But this is Jeremy Slamenda of White Ghost Shivers, and I've had an absolute blast sharing some of my favorite Halloween songs and some of White Ghost Shivers' favorite Halloween songs with you for this past hour. Of course, you can check us out at whiteghostshivers.com, all sorts of social media. We've got the 12th annual White Ghost Shivers Ball tonight at the White Horse. And you can find the full episode in my playlist here at KUTX.org. Just look for my KUTX. And so finally, I'm going to close this set with the song Halloween by The Misfits. And this holds particular historical significance for the band. Besides having a lot of punk rockers in the band, we actually covered this song at our very first Halloween ball back in 2004, I believe. This holds a lot of sentimental value for the band. So here we have it, The Misfits with Halloween, and Happy Halloween from White Ghost Shivers.
Yeah, The Misfits closing out my KUTX this week. Jeremy Slamenda was our guest DJ. You can see his playlist at KUTX.org. And his band White Ghost Shivers are playing their 12th annual Halloween ball tonight at the White Horse. More details at KUTX.org. I'm Art Levy. Thanks for listening. Twine Time is up next.